So when was this man diagnosed with metastatic disease and how is he treated?
So this man was diagnosed 6 months ago and he was enrolled on a clinical trial with a CTL4 and a PD-L1, a phase 3 trial that's comparing, again, a combo to chemotherapy.
And what did he get randomized to and what happened?
He was randomized to standard chemotherapy and the treatment is ongoing.
How is he tolerating the therapy and responding?
He's doing well. The expected side effects of the extreme regimen, which are fatigue because you're using high-dose platinum with 5-FU. You have skin rash related to cetuximab, so that's ongoing. We had to reduce his dose because of fatigue and neutropenia. So this is a regimen where you give platinum 5-FU every 3 weeks, and then you give weekly cetuximab. So you have the side effects of chemotherapy, which he had, most importantly, fatigue. He gets very tired from this. And then the skin rash related to cetuximab.
It's really interesting, this trial that you mentioned, the 651, and also the other study looking at durvalumab with tremelimumab, to think about the sort of, you know, when you randomize somebody, the difference in toxicity. So, you know, if it had just been PD-1 alone versus chemo, it would have been a huge difference.
Correct.
But I'm not sure how much of a difference it is. You tell me. I'm still guessing that the immunotherapy, even as combination, might be easier than the extreme regimen.
I think so. I mean, I think immunotherapy as a group, even when you're using CTL4, it's going to be less toxic to the patient. But obviously, we need to do the studies. We need to look at those toxicities, because some of the toxicities can be life-threatening and severe with the checkpoint inhibitor, especially in the combos. But my personal experience so far has been that it is fairly well tolerated. And compared to chemotherapy, there's definitely less fatigue, obviously less neutropenia, less risk of febrile neutropenia. You don't need a port. There's no continuous infusion 5-FU. So definitely logistically, it's easier on the patient, but also from the side effects profile.
You know, in the other tumors, of course, many other tumors that are looking at this combination, of course, it's approved in melanoma. And of course, we have heard a lot about the toxicity, but also we've heard that maybe a lot of it is related to anti-CTLA-4 and the question of what the optimal amount or dosing of anti-CTLA-4. Yeah. What did you decide on here with the 651 trial?
I'll have to go back and look at the dosing because there are a number of dosing that have been looked in lung and melanoma and kidney, and I don't recall the specifics of what dosage were decided for this trial.
And have you put patients on that study?
No, we are in the process of opening that trial right now.
Right.